In our final game of the NCTL Stars, we have Genesee, who's 2-0, taking on Flint International at Flint, who's 1-1.
Yeah, Flint International is down to give me Genesee on the road.
I've been impressed with Genesee so far. The Wolves this season taking on the Phoenix tonight. In the NCTL Stripes division, North Huron at Caseville. 2-0 against 0-2.
Yeah, North Huron's got some talent. They always do. The always question is, can they get off the field on defense? But I think they'll score enough points to take care of Caseville tonight.
Peck at Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. 2-0 against 1-1.
And I think Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart moves to 3-0. I think they're good enough to win.
Akron Fairgrove traveling to take on the Catholics of Bay City. The All Saints, who's 0-1 on the season. Their first week was canceled and not forfeited because they had another matchup. But Akron Fairgrove 0-2.
Yeah, neither team very good. Neither team will make the playoffs. So I guess by default, give me Akron Fairgrove on the road.
Oh, taking the Vikings over the Cougars in our final game in NCTL Stripes. Carsonville Port Sanilac, who's 0-2, traveling to Ashley.
CPS, again, not very good. Give me Ashley at home.
Speaking of Ashley, their week one opponent, do you remember who that was?
I do not.
Bear Lake.
Oh, okay.
So,
there you go.
Game finished last Friday. Rochelle and I are driving up Traverse City on Saturday. What do I drive by?
Bear Lake. I love it.
It was amazing. All right, moving on to 11-player football. We have one forfeiture due to KPAC not having a team this season, so they fall to 0-3. Brown City gets their first victory of the season. They now improve to 1-1 in divisional play and 1-2 overall. In the Greater Thumb East, Algonac is playing Marlette. Now, this was supposed to be a Greater Thumb East matchup between Marlette and Memphis, but that game was canceled by the Yellow Jackets. And since Marlette was able to find a replacement game, Memphis remains at 0-1 in divisional play, does not get that second loss. So Marlette goes out, and now they're hosting Algonac, who's 0-2.
Very interesting, because we know very little about Algonac. So we'll always, when we know not much, we'll always root for our Greater Thumb team. So I'll go for for Marlette to win that game and go to 3-0.
And the big game, the Greater Thumb East this week, Ubley at 1-1, taking on the Sandusky Redskins in Sandusky, who's coming off that big victory over Harbor Beach last week. This one really could decide how the Greater Thumb East is going to play out.
Oh, it's absolutely going to. I don't think Marlette's fooling anybody, at least not yet. But Ubley will be tough. They will hang around just like Harbor Beach did, but Sandusky is big. They are powerful, and it doesn't matter if Zach Franzel has one thumb working or two. He will have 100 yards and a couple scores, and Sandusky will hold on by a couple scores.
In our crossover game, Harbor Beach is traveling to Cass City. Harbor Beach 1-1, Cass City rolling at 2-0.
Yeah, we've watched Harbor Beach the last couple weeks, and one thing has stood out so far, and that defense has not been able to stop a nosebleed, and Cass City will expose them with another powerful running game. Look for Cass City to win. I think they will do a better job than Sandusky did defending the aerial assault that Kadar will bring to this table, and Cass City will find a way to win in Cass City.
In the Greater Thumb West, Carroll at Vassar. Someone's going to find their first victory tonight.
Yeah, again, neither team making the playoff. Neither of them are very good. So
well, they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. They shouldn't. Give me Carroll on the road.
Yeah, Bad Axe at Reese. Bad Axe 1-1, Reese 0-2.
Still amazes me. Reese cannot find any traction over there. Bad Axe has enough talent on their team to overcome some of their troubles. Bad Axe gets to 2-1.
In our final game, the Greater Thumb West, USA and Lakers, and our experts have spoken. Paul Adams taking Lakers by 14, Doug Cole taking Lakers by 4, Dave Hansen taking USA by 8, and Dan Bankey taking USA by 7. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the away team tonight, the USA Patriots, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Did you know that reaching for an object while driving increases your chances of crashing by 8-fold? Or that texting while driving makes an accident 23 times more likely? October is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and Thumb Cellular wants you to be aware of those scary statistics. While waiting until you're parked is the safest way to use your phone, a hands-free device can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. All month, Thumb Cellular is offering 10 to 25% off all hands-free accessories to help you drive safer. Yes, even on Apple AirPods. In addition to those safe driving specials, you can upgrade to a new smartphone and get a $50 credit or add a new line and get a $100 credit. Plus, save on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. For more details, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Don't forget your mask. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are valid through October 31st, 2020. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract.
You love Thumb Cellular. Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For five-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan, for primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified Trauma 4 Medical Center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For three senior living communities, four pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure?
We find ourselves in the Greater Thumb West on the WLW Sports Network USA on the road, taking on the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole with your call tonight. From the heart of Laker country, a beautiful fall evening. The windows are open and the cold air is brushing through the tower. The USA Patriots are off to their best start in eight seasons, dating back to 2013 when the red, white, and blue began their year 3-0. Josh Ott is the ninth head coach for Unionville Sebring Area High School since its inception and consolidation in 1972. Hahn has been the coach for 31 games entering tonight, winning 17 and losing 14 through three complete seasons and whatever you want to call this year. In fact, that puts Josh Hahn in the record books as the third winningest coach in USA history through their first 31 games as head coach.
2017 for Coach Tyler Langs. Rick Wild is actually number one on that list through 31 games. He was their first ever coach in 1972 through 75 when he won 26 of his first 31 games. Very impressive. And second most wins through 31 games was Gary Van Sumeren in 2005. That great 2005 team there was 23-8. And he is currently on the 2020 staff.
The Patriots lost two starters on offense from a year ago only, their right tackle and quarterback. Otherwise, everyone is back, including their entire backfield.
Absolutely. Their speed guy, Walker Foley, keep an eye on him. He'll play defensive back as well. Braylon Ballard can move, but he's the power guy. He's going to play mostly fullback. Connor Gettle, the other fullback, he is your power guy. He is the guy that is looking for in short yardage. He had 22 carries, 91 yards, and two touchdowns. He averages just 4 yards a carry, but that's what he does. Look for guys like Walker, Foley, and Ballard to get out in space, both of them averaging 10-plus yards per touch.
Managing the Patriot offense would be the first-year starting quarterback, but a senior, Ethan Engelhardt. He starts both ways, quarterback on offense, cornerback on defense. When your head coach is a state championship-winning quarterback, you tend to have a good mentor close by. USA has been changing things up and showing more spread formations and even an I formation over the past 4 years.